In this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised a servant to raise models of integrity and power. Models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imagination. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of a word of life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
Of the Father of this house, make it clear that proofs are still real. Did you hear His story? From that slum, that background, that confusion, now a global relevance. Only God does such things. All right. I want to congratulate this great church that you've been able to do this year again. You will do it again next year until Jesus comes. And there will be testifiers every time by the grace of God. That is the way God helps a man. And when you're a Bible student, you will realize God uses many things to help people. Uses angels. Are you aware of that? Uses the blood of Jesus. Uses the name of Jesus. And at times, He drops stones directly from heaven just to be sure that you belong to Him. Would you like to ask God briefly this morning and say, God, use everything that makes you God to help me. Is that a prayer you would like to pray? Lift up your hands to heaven and say, Father, use everything that makes you God to help me in this morning service, in the name of Jesus. Can you pray to God in a moment? Lord, use everything that makes you God to help me. I am that man in dear need of your help. Last minute intervention. Lord, please help me. Use everything to help me. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, honor your word this morning. Bless everyone in church. Give us good understanding. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, choir. You look beautiful in your clothes. Yes. Amen. John chapter 1, verse 46. We'll be reading, and after that, we'll begin the journey. John chapter 1, verse 46. Let's read together. And Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, come and see the evidence. That's what I'm preaching on. Becoming an evidence. Father, bless your word again. In Jesus' name. Please be seated. Jesus, from a very questionable background, raised in a manger, threatened by the powers that be, the man King Herod, so much that Jesus grew up in his village without age mates. Because Herod had killed anybody about the time of his birth. So for Jesus, he will be suffering a sense of loneliness because people grow in peers. Are you hearing me? So they will begin to say, look, Talegbe, we're talking, you are even talking. So Jesus grew with all those very clear setbacks, but yet stood confident in what God can do with any life. Parental background. His earthly father was a carpenter. Mary, the woman of great faith, was not known with any particular job. Or do you know one? All the only job I know about Mary is that she knows Jesus. And when they go for function and wine runs out, he commits his son and said, Kilabiefun, is that okay? These guys have issues, so help to solve it. So you see a family that if you put to this current world standard, they look disadvantaged. First thought, it suggests clearly to me that when God wants to make a statement to a global terrain and a group of people, he goes to the disadvantage and show them what he could make out of them. So that nobody can boast to say it was my skill, it was my intelligence that brought me to where I am. It could only be God and God alone. Are you still here? So Jesus began to move and do ministry, and here was early stage of ministry. And the man Nathanael was a well-informed man from a very robust background, and he can see a future from anybody that is raised in Nalende and Kolokwe. Koloko, where again do you consider remote around here? Huh? Bere. Idiayure. Foko. Where again? Ayeye Idiose. Oh, some of you know Ibadan very well. Now you wondered the way the houses in that area were built. Yet, there was a cry of a child in that house. And that child was a star for a generation. But in a background, in a house that never looks like it. Never forget proposing to my wife, April 25, 1987. She told me yes that day. And I told her, I said, all I have is 3.5 trousers. That's all the clothes I have. Now, the half trouser is very important because it's better than the 3 trousers. You didn't hear what I said. I said, but if you marry me, we will be great in life. If you marry me, you will know that God we change our stories and everything will turn around. My fear was that she would not reject my proposal because she grew up in Bodija. You know Bodija in Ibadan. Her father is a professor and everything was like okay for them. I live in Face Me, Face You house at Ojo. Anybody like me here? I see. You see, the Nanende people also know what I'm talking about. And I never looked like it. Everything around me was one. One room, one bed, one table, one chair, one stove, one pot. Everything was one. Huh? Oh, I see. Everything was just one. And then she will come from her father's house to come see me. I didn't look like it. She got 13 brothers who wanted her desperately. I was the least of those brothers. They got money, chartered accountant, all class doctors. They got everything, but I got one sandals. I didn't look like it. Today, all those great guys are behind us. Today, I don't know any nation in the world I have not taken my wife to. There are a few 7-star hotels in the world, she's been there. And every time, sometime we're in Paris, and they brought a government vehicle to come carry us for lunch with the French government flag and security men, and we sat at the back going for lunch. And my wife said, they didn't know you're a village boy. I said, at this level, nobody believes you. Nobody. Even if you say I am, tell them I live in Ojo, they won't believe you. Because men who live there don't come to these platforms. It's only when men obtain grace. And somebody is next this morning. Somebody is next this morning. Your background will no longer be a disadvantage. God will make space for you. God will give you strength ahead of you. And all those who know you will argue about you. Can that be her? Or it cannot be her. And you will answer, it is her. Because God will turn the seasons around. As a proof. One man we grew up together in Ojo came to me and said, Temba lolong kwenye olong kwenye. He was telling me. He said, because Ajo Dagba and Ajo Ngwe face me, face you house. Now he saw what God produced. He saw, he came to my house and see the worth of where I live. He said, what? That if they say God called somebody, I can say God called you. Did you get my story? So was Jesus. When he spoke, this very fine, good guy, Nathaniel, assess Nazareth and anybody produced from that background. That's why at times I pity our sisters who wants to say no to a guy because he didn't look like it now. You might be throwing away a good mind. Are you ladies hearing me? Say, no, I'm not in Surulere now. I'm in Olonshogo. It's okay. Olonshogo, do you call official Kani? You don't know the meaning of that. Are you hearing me? So many ladies size you up. Look, for me, my wife should not say yes to me. Even me, I agree. If she didn't say yes, I agree. But she said, I heard from God. I'll follow you. When we were to get married, there was no money to rent any house outside the one room I used to have. And I said, will you marry me in this one room? She said, yes, why not? It is not the one room I'm marrying, it is you I'm marrying. When you improve, where you live will improve. So we're planning our wedding inside the one room. Then one of my friends came and said, bro, where after marriage, so where are you going? I said, I have a room, so what's your problem? And this lady has agreed to follow me to anywhere I go. Her parents felt she has chosen poverty. They said to her, kilo ri nu brother Samson eyi. He said, Olorun lo ni kin fe. That if I judge by natural assessment, I have better guys around me. But God said, marry this guy. So 2 weeks to my wedding, one of my friends came and went to Bodija and rent a 3-bedroom flat and paid for 5 years and carry all my load with one trip of pickup. Who knows the meaning of that? That's to tell you how much load I have. One trip, all my load arrived in 3-bedroom flat. Everything in one room. All the other rooms empty. And I was not home. So when I got to my regular one room, I said, who came to collect our property? He said, one of your friends, see the note he dropped and gave me the new address. So I got there and he came to meet me. He said, Reverend, pẹlu gbogbo anointing teni ete leru. I said, nina ni. Because we do not live first for property. We live first for him. Did you hear my story? I don't know why I'm telling this story. I really tell this story. And I'm asking myself, God, why am I telling this story? Maybe to help somebody here. And that was it. We're moving there. And that the landlord happened to know me. He's been blessed under my meeting. He said, Emma saw full rent, more half. Is God not answering my prayer? Then we moved to a duplex. One room to three bedroom to a duplex. And I went to do a meeting for Full Gospel. I didn't know my landlady was in that meeting. And she fell under the power of God, cast out all the demons out of her, received the power of God. And then she came one day to check our house. Because it was agents we're dealing with. This time, one truck cannot carry my load. Because now I live in a duplex in Bodita. You know the meaning of that. Fully furnished. And as she came to check her house, and she saw me. Were you not our guest speaker? I said, yes, ma. Are you our landlady? She said, yes. Modern barrens, low on you. He said, from today, you will pay half of this rent. And then when I pay her half, she takes the tithe of that half and gives back to me. So when others were paying so much, I was paying less. And you know, I was not actually the one paying it. There were three of my friends who kept paying. Four of them. Every year they pay. So I just leave and go to do ministry and come back. Then the same four guys came one day and said, can you give us a design of any house anywhere in the world? Any design anywhere in the world. We will build for you. God told us to build a house. So those four guys built the house I live in. So I don't know how much they built houses. Do you understand? Can anything good come out of these seemingly weak Nazarene people? And today, let's not go to that. Are you getting my story here? I'm just trying to paint how horrible a life can be. And if that life do not give up on God, what can come out of that life? That's all I'm trying to say. Anybody understand me? My intention was not to tell you my story. But I think it's going to help somebody. Especially ladies with high-mindedness. And you see a guy walked up to you and say, Lara Baone, I want to marry you. He say, you zoom your eyes like this and size the guy up and say, didn't you look at me before you came? I pity you. Because that guy you are about to throw away, you can't see his tomorrow. My wife said to me, I'm eternally grateful to God, I didn't miss you. Because she's married a guy. We're so grateful to her. I've never given my wife the exact figure she asks from me. I will always give her twice of anything she asks. Anything she asks. So when she asks something, say, Emma Fikun, that's exact amount. Rara, you were with me when everybody rejects me. You were with me with 3.5 trousers. Every increase on my path, you own it. Everything I ever bought, properties, water view, within all over different nations of the world, I have bought them in the name of my wife as a honor for her. So she looked back and said, yes. Looto mo gbo latodo Olorun. Do you get the story? So you don't know what a man becomes. Because even diamonds are wrapped in mud and death until the fire tries them. I've seen men and ladies who said the guy is doing well, he's in 3-bedroom and he have an official car. I'm going to say yes to him. Cars do depreciate. Buildings and properties do depreciate. Are you hearing me? Can anything good come? I love Philip. Come and see. He didn't look like it now. Jesus didn't look like it at that time. Is that okay? But just come and see a life God is molding. Come and see a life God is gradually pushing forward. By his mercy today, I meet presidents of nations. I meet top people in different sectors of the society. And they call you their father. And as they are calling me, I hold my wife. I say, behold your mother too. Ah, we went through the process together. Are you with me? We went through the process together. You're going to eat. I told her, I said, I'm going to so spoil you. And God will say, who married this girl? And she's having all of that. You get what I'm saying here? I'm now understanding why I'm telling you this story. The Lord just spoke to my heart. And it says, announce many marriages as you close this service. So now I understand better. Why? Because I have all my messages prepared. I'm not telling you what is in my message. He just constrained me. Is that okay? It just constrained me. I prayed. I'm fleeing from Abuja this morning to be here with you. And I prayed all the way. But now I understood. So I'm going to close this service declaring what? Many marriages. So maybe my story is to help you not to throw away gold. Did you hear me? So now I thank God I understood now. Because I was surprised. You've not heard this story anywhere. I don't tell this story around. Because it's my personal story. Is that okay? Now that he constrained me, I think it's to help some ladies. Toshi in Shakofun, one guy. You better stop that. Because you have no idea who that guy will be. All our accounts, my wife is an equal signature. You know the meaning of that? Her account alone, her signature alone, can empty all our accounts. That's the level of trust. One is when I say, why will you do that? Ah, upbringing that amount of money, tell upbringing. This one is Samson female version. Are you hearing it? Kisha Obinio, she is Samson female version. If she wants to collect all the money, let her sign it off. At least she has given me her body. That's enough. Wow, you are quiet now. I was soon close. Is that okay? But are you hearing anything? Young ladies, I didn't say to you, Konisha, my father-in-law called me and asked me,
Young man, you want to marry my daughter. You know I'm an economist. He's a professor of economics. He's an emeritus now. He says, you know I'm a professor of economics. He says, young man, how much do you have in your savings now that you want to marry my daughter? What a question. My wife, my fiancé then, quickly jump and say, Dad, please don't embarrass the man I want to marry. Baolo, where is she coming? I mean, it's me he wants to marry. If he doesn't have anything in the account, it's okay. You understand my own response now for what she did then? Do you understand? So how does that concern you? I said I love him. I'm going to marry him. He said, okay, sorry, oh. But you know the truth? When he was asking me, how much do I have in my account? I have never had enough money to open an account. Kosa account. Anybody hearing me here? There was nothing. In fact, she was the one giving me money. That's how bad it was. She would go see her parents. And after visit, I said, so you are going home now? I said, yes, I'm going home. And she ma, she was born the Danny. Okay, that can be there. You got what I'm saying? That's what we're going to feed on for some days. But one thing was clear. God asked me to marry you. God asked me to marry her. When you miss the God factor in your decision, you lose a future you are not sure of. Are you still here? So all this, you are attracted by his suit, attracted by his good English and phonetics, attracted by the course he's studying. Friends, I've seen men who study all manner of courses and they didn't go far. Are you hearing me? Surrender your pride for the voice of God. What did I say to you? Please do so. Say, no, I can't take that nonsense. My parents cannot suffer. I will come and marry a guy and also suffer. It's okay. Go and marry the one that will soon be retired. I will see how far you will go. Are you still here? Young guys, stop sizing a lady up before you propose to her. I got issues. There are people, you say to a lady, let's have a date. And let me be bold to confront some of your practices. Dating is not a biblical practice. Quote me. You can never know somebody by dating that person. If you don't believe me, check your records. 2, 3, 4 guys have dated you at different times. You go to Ventura maybe or wherever and take popcorn and lie to each other as you sit on the table. Everybody is trying to look good and look acceptable. Everybody is packaged either with borrowed suit or borrowed tie or borrowed skirt, borrowed wig. Everybody is trying to create an impression. For a lifetime journey, you don't need deception from the beginning. You're not marrying for 2 days. You are marrying for a lifetime. I'm over 32 years in marriage now. I'm a grandfather. So if I started lying from beginning, are you getting what I'm saying? You will need to lie another lie to cover another lie to cover another lie. We went IFE, OAU. I do meetings for students, joint campus meeting. All the fellowship were together. And my wife was preaching. And she was done preaching. And she said, anybody who have dated somebody and in the process of the dating, you had sex, come to this altar now. and clean up your life. We have over 1,000 students at the altar. So I say to people, dating is the cheap way for an irresponsible guy to take advantage of you. Wow, you're quiet. I was so close. Are you hearing me? The guy wear a fine top. You also dress and tell all your friends, I have a date. You have a date. Okay, go do the date. And then you sit down, eat, order for food. You eat and you are lying to yourself. The governor of your state is our firstborn. It's okay. The chips will soon be down. Are you hearing me? And afterwards, the nurse says, can I give you a hug? It's been a nice time being out together. Only. Onibara ojekinio. Only. He said, how about a peck to say bye-bye? It's so pleasant being with you. That's not how you prepare for a life journey. Have you checked in your Bible? When you see a man, they ask, whose son is this? Talobi, who raised him? They look at a beautiful lady. They don't say she's beautiful. Let's marry her. No, 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 no. Whose daughter is this? And now most of our young people, you don't want your parental involvement in your decision. So I know what I'm doing. You don't know what you are doing. You've not been married before. So you don't know what you are doing. They have been married before. They can give you a guide and said, I miss it here, don't miss it there. Am I helping anybody here? So there are all kinds of strange beliefs when it comes to a relationship. I think God wants me to talk on relationship in this day. And that's where I'm going to stay. There's what is called divine administration. Chairman, come. Can I get a chair, lady? Come, lady. Oh, yeah, follow me. Let's preach. This is for purpose of example. Are you hearing me? This is example. I'm not arranging anybody. Now, are you hearing what I'm saying to you? This guy wants to marry. Don't worry. He wants to get married. This lady also wants to get married. Are you hearing me? And they are fine Christians. They attend Lighthouse Church. Their pastor had taught them. They prayed. Did all kinds of things. Now this is what God does. When this guy faces God and says, Lord, there are many beautiful ladies in Lighthouse. Please, which one of them will help my life journey? You don't marry for cosmetics. You marry for the future. Because that person that God may tell you might not look like it. So as this guy is praying, the God who administered the affairs of man comes from heaven. You know why? He knows the heart of a man. Did you hear me? He does what? He knows the heart of a man. Then he comes and speak to you in the way you can understand. God doesn't confuse anybody. If the way you understand is by event of circumstances, he will use circumstances to talk to you. If it is dream, he will use dream. If it is vision, he will just use what you are familiar with, because he gains nothing to confuse you. Are you still here? So God speaks to him. God speaks to her. It is the persuasion of God in this guy that make him to go look for this person. Without knowing anything about her background, who she is, all he knew is what God says. I studied engineering. My wife has always desired to marry an engineer. But this is an engineer turned pastor. She was allowed it. But she still got the engineer she wants. Is that okay? There is a woman who loves me so much in this city. She's a very old woman. And she had called me one-on-one to her house. I was single then. And said, I love to have you as a son-in-law. You're a good young man. I said, thank you, ma'am. He said, I have three beautiful daughters. One is a bank manager. One very work in one company. They are all very comfortable financial-wise. And he said, I've spoken to my daughters. Any one of them you talk with will tell you yes. Because I tell them I want to have you as a son-in-law. I just love you. I said, thank you, ma'am. This woman has so much money. I don't want to describe them because if you stay long in Ibadan, you will know the family I'm talking about. Has so much money, houses in different nations of the world. And she said to me, I know you are into ministry. You will not need to raise support from anybody. Every finances you will need, this family will supply it. They got industries, everything all around the world. And I said, the day you say yes to any of my daughter, that day we will give you a house in England that is yours. Correct. So I said, Mama, I want to thank you that in the kingdom I belong to, we don't choose wives for ourselves. It is our Father in heaven who knows our future that choose who will journey with us so that our lives are not troubled. With all those offers, some brethren I told, they say, ah, that is answer to prayer. You come a landlord in England, you have all the money. Look, you will not be praying for money to do ministry. Money will flow. So when a man says, I want to marry you, and the permutation for proposal is your present financial comfort, you are being deceived. Because money do finish. Are you hearing me? Are you calculated? Oh, this lady I'm proposing, she's a medical doctor. So if she say yes and we get married, she will get a job in Saudi. We will relocate or get a job somewhere. And that is a calculation. Foul. You are not smart. Smart people put their future in the hands of the God who knows the future. Dull people use physical parameters to take decisions. To say the guy is tall, he's got six part, he's got a baritone voice. When pressure show up, the voice will disappear. Kilonje baritone voice. Ask those who are married here, they will tell you marriage has different seasons. And some seasons can be horrible. Because there's no God involved. That's why people walk away out of their marriage anyhow. Every small pressure, I'm done. I'm out. I asked them sometime in Canada, you say you are done. I said, who cooked you? Who cooked you that you say you are done? You cannot be done. But that's a little queer. Done where? Are you still here? So there is a God in heaven who speaks to this guy. And the same God speaks to this lady. Is that okay? And then they both connect. They just noticed that there was a drawing of the spirit, not a drawing of benefits. A drawing of the spirit. Anything that will last will begin from the spiritual realm. And because we don't date, we have affirmation by the Spirit. We go to see our pastor. Is that okay? Pastor, this is the dealings of God with us. Pastor, okay, take your time. Let me pray about it. He prays about it and confirm your claim. And then the church announces you and you begin your courtship, how to run a Christian home. Because the last relationship you had, you were a club girl. You didn't know a Christian relationship. Is that okay? The last one you had, sex just, to you, sex means relationship. If I love you, I offer you sex. And now as a Christian, sex does not mean love. I hope you know that. If sex means love, the sex hawkers will be the greatest lover on earth. Because they do it for money and do it every day. Is that right? You're quiet. You're asking me to go, I will go. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? So, and this is where I'm going to stop. If anything good will come out of this life, it must be powered by God. If anything good will come out of this life, it must be powered by God. Am I dismissing the place of skill, the place of expertise, the place of having good background, having good job, having this? No, I'm not dismissing that. But I'm telling you that your background, either good or bad, is not a disadvantage when you are connected to God. Did you hear me? Let me close you with the way I proposed to my wife. Maybe it will help you. That you don't need a dream. I didn't have a dream. I was on her campus. I was teaching students the Bible. And she stood up and walked in front of me when I was still teaching serious matter of the kingdom and people were crying. I said, what kind of sister is this? People are sober crying. You are walking out of the meeting. So I wanted to call her and rebuke her. And God said, will you be angry with your wife? I say, how? I came to preach. I didn't come to look for a wife. He said, but that is the only way I could show you your wife without being confused. Because I have several sisters around me who are doctors and nurses. If somebody prophesied that my wife must be a doctor. But in God's design, it was not. And I'm glad today she's not a doctor, a nurse. Because I don't like my wife to go on night duty and leave me at home. I can't laugh here, cussing. So, but if you marry a nurse, God bless you. Your husband loves that. Me, I didn't like it. I didn't like it. So that was it. And that's how I knew. But God said to me, she didn't like you. So don't go and propose now. Can you see God monitoring two people? Then after 2 years, God said, she prayed last night. And I told her you are the one to marry. And she's still very angry that he's a preacher. That is going to be her husband. 2 weeks after, God said, go to her now. She has agreed to marry you. So I went to her. Listen to my proposal. Face me. So I went to her. I said, 2 weeks ago, the Lord told you who to marry, and you didn't like that person because of who, the kind of thing he does. He said, so how does that concern you? That's my, you know the way you ladies talk. That's my private life. So what's the meaning of that? I said, now you have agreed to marry the person. He said, did you see my note? I said, no. I said, I am that person. So will you marry me? That was my proposal. And as she went to bring out her diary, and open her diary, and I saw in her diary, written by her, 2 weeks ago, God said, marry Samson Ajitomobi, but I don't like that brother. His spirituality is too much. I can't marry that such a person. I want a normal human being as a husband. And She wrote it there. Then 2 weeks, when it was exactly 2 weeks, she wrote in the diary with the date. Now I've agreed to marry him, so God help me. She said, how did you see this? I said, I never saw your note. The administrator in heaven saw the process and was moving me and moving her. So when I now said, will you marry me? She said, yes, because it's too clear for me to doubt. So when we had our turbulent period, she keeps saying, God, I know you are in it. God, I know you are part of this. God, you know this is part of the season we will go through. So Lord, there is no thinking of divorce or separation or angry. No, there's something in us telling us, God, you were in the beginning. You will be with us all the way. So when we come to tight corners, we say, God, you started this. Do you understand? So when I said that my wife will not be able to conceive, she won't have a child, I told her, fear not, don't pray about it, because God is in our beginning. It will not give him honor to keep us barren. Today we got 4 2 boys 2 girls. Draw. Nobody won. Do you understand? And my last baby is 26. And we look back and we say, Lord, thank you. We took this journey. No regrets. No confusion. Why? In the beginning was God. In the journey is still God. At the end will still be God. Stop this relationship that is powered by material things. They will soon fade away. Stand up, let's close. Thank you. So my job is to declare many marriages. Anybody ready for that? That's the only altar call I'm making. Because what I saw in my spirit was that I saw the people here. So if you want and you are longing to get married, find your way to this altar now. And I'm going to drop the mic to leave. I've told you my story, and you are very privileged because many people have not heard this story. I really talk about it. I don't know for who, but there's going to be a lot of marriages from this house who will hear the news. It will be all over. Now, if you are not ready to get married soon, please stay where you are. You still have a long way to go. Relax. Is that okay? But if you are as ready as last Saturday, then you are welcome to this altar. Is that okay? If you're a young widow and you want to resettle, join them. Join them. Do you now understand what I have thought? Huh? All right. Those of you at this altar, repeat after me and say, Father, I make a choice to allow you guide my decisions. Every cheap options not traced to your nature and person, I do not want. You are the Lord that owns my future, and you can guide my path. Please speak to me in the way I will understand you. Order my steps, help my heart to know exactly the offer you have given to my life. I trust your judgment, Lord, and I trust my life into your hand. Make me a model of a life God helped and a relationship God built, in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your amen? Now, everybody in church, stretch out your hand to these great people. I'm going to pray a very short prayer with you, and that will be it. Father, in a strange manner, you have constrained me to tell stories I don't like talking about. and I really talk about them. And in giving me understanding, you said to me, declare many marriages, but teach these values. I have obeyed you. I have taught the way you helped me. We have no regret because you were in there from the beginning. I pray for this precious life. Make them the next testifiers. Every clumsiness they had pushed themselves into, please sort them out. Help them to retire to you. Not minding the pressure of age. Lord, you are the one who give age to men. And you know the timing of their lives. You will redeem their times. Today, I declare many marriages. From this congregation, I declare many marriages. Even the one that looks very impossible, very difficult, we make them possible. I receive for you a choice man, a choice woman, a man who loves the Lord, a man who fears the Lord, a woman who loves the Lord, a woman who fears the Lord, that your home will be an example to many homes. And today, this marriage is declared possible. The gate of marriages are open. I will hear your testimonies in the name of Jesus. And amen. God bless you. You may go to your seat. Everybody in church, stand as I close you from this message. Lift up your hands to heaven if you can. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Yet the Savior came out of it. Many noble people came out of it. Today I speak to you, and I speak to your spirit, your soul, and your body, that the power of God will single you out from your background and display you as a life God has helped. In the name of Jesus, all men will marvel. And they will be surprised at your life. And they will wonder, how did God raise this life? How did God help this life? You will testify that the Lord brought goodness out of my Nazareth. In the name of Jesus. Bless these 10 days at Shiloh. Let it show great proofs of God's faithfulness. And help the service as it closes tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's Choice Servant. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join God's Choice Servant in life-changing services at the Light Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda UA Road, Ibadan. Every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.